Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, state senators advanced legislation that would call for hand recounts of ballots. The polluted surface waters list is growing, and anti-human trafficking activists want you to be alert during the World Cup games.
So if someone is not a member of law enforcement, please do not engage with a potential victim of human trafficking. We encourage you to call the toll-free National Human Trafficking Hotline.
Today is Monday, June 22nd. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Georgia ballots for U.S. Senate and governor would have to be recounted by hand under a bill passed by state senators on Saturday. Lawmakers continue to meet in their special session. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Senate Bill 3EX also provides a solution to the state's looming deadline related to a 2024 law that says the QR codes on the backs of ballots can't be used to tally votes after July 1st of this year. The bill moves that deadline back to 2028, but an amendment was added on the Senate floor that would add a mandatory hand recount of the U.S. Senate and governor's races in all counties. Republicans like Senator Max Burns say that requirement adds an additional layer of security.
Does it add some additional work? Yes. Is it unreasonable? No.
Democrats, including Majority Leader Harold Jones, say hand counts often produce more errors than machine counts and take significant time and resources.
It actually creates more crisis than you're actually trying to avert.
The recount would be done after results are released, but before certification. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
A House committee discussed the bill today but did not move it forward. Some of the panel's GOP members expressed skepticism about the hand recount amendment. As Georgia continues to host World Cup games in Atlanta, anti-human trafficking activists are encouraging the public to watch for signs that someone is being exploited. Brandi Bynum is the acting chief for the Department of Homeland Security's Center for Countering Human Trafficking. She says that if you see something suspicious, you can anonymously report it to the Human Trafficking Hotline or text line.
So if someone is not a member of law enforcement, please do not engage with a potential victim of human trafficking. We encourage you to call the toll-free National Human Trafficking Hotline.
Common indications of human trafficking include someone not having identification, being unable to speak freely without permission, or showing physical signs of abuse. The National Clean Water Act requires states to identify polluted surface waters every 2 years. A list released earlier this year found the number of sites in Georgia is growing and includes three popular beaches. GPB's Jillian Magtoto reports.
The Georgia Environmental Protection Division has added to its list of contaminated surface waters. The agency identified 15 miles of beach with polluted waters, including parts of Tybee, St. Simons, and Jekyll Islands. On all of these beaches, fecal bacteria known as enteric cocci were present in levels that failed water quality standards. Enteric cocci originate from mammals and can cause infections that most affect the elderly or immunocompromised. Sources include wastewater, septic systems, animal waste, and runoff. While the EPD could not yet identify the sources of the contamination, the state has begun setting bacterial limits for these waters. Public comment on these limits is open until July 16th. For GBB News, I'm Jillian Magtoto.
GLP-1 medications are marketed for weight loss, but one might be better at it than the rest. According to a new analysis from the University of Georgia, GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
GLP-1 medications mimic a natural gut hormone that lowers blood sugar, slows digestion, and helps people feel full and lose weight. But where semaglutide drugs like Wegovy and Saxenda only mimic GLP-1 receptors, tirzepatide medications, including Zepbound and Mounjaro, target two. Pooja Gokhale is the study author. She says medications targeting two receptors work differently and help patients lose more weight.
Tirzepatide, which is the one that we found was the most effective, works on two hormones, GLP-1 and GIP, whereas semaglutide and liraglutide are just GLP-1 agonists.
She says when it comes to gastric side effects, the medications were similar. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Macon-Bibb County officials have approved up to $350 million in bond financing for a new arena that will replace the Macon Coliseum. The new arena's final cost and design have yet to be finalized. The venue is expected to transform Middle Georgia's entertainment landscape. The arena is expected to host a variety of events, including minor league hockey and basketball games, high school tournaments, concerts, conferences, and trade shows. That's according to project officials. The county hopes to break ground on the new arena next month, with construction expected to be completed in 2028. Home flipping became slightly more profitable in the first quarter of 2026, and flippers in Georgia seem to be taking advantage. An analysis by real estate data company Adam says flipping rose more than 7% from the previous quarter, but was down about 8% from a year prior. But profit crept up about 1%. The metro areas with the highest flipping rates in the first quarter of this year were Columbus, Georgia, at just over 15% of home sales, and Atlanta, with just over 12%. Delta Airlines is moving to take over spaces at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, once operated by Spirit Airlines. Spirit ceased operations in May, stranding passengers and laying off workers. In a court filing last week, Spirit said Delta offered the bankrupt airline $12 million to take over two gates, a ticketing lobby, and other areas. Delta accounts for about two-thirds of passenger volumes at ATL and was the top bidder among 10 potential transaction partners for the spaces. That's according to the filing. The New York City-based bankruptcy court could approve the acquisition next month. Higher gas prices and airfares are causing Georgians to adjust how and where they travel. That's according to the results of a survey released last week by AAA. The Auto Club says 15% of Georgians are comparing the cost of driving versus flying more closely than before, and only 8% are willing to spend more than 9 hours on the road. The comparisons are becoming more important now for many Georgia cruise travelers, since South Florida destinations are often on the cusp of those fly versus drive decisions. An iconic Savannah ice cream parlor plans to open a fourth location. The Savannah Historic Preservation Commission is scheduled to hear a request on Wednesday from a petitioner seeking to install a wall sign for Leopold's Ice Cream. The location is in the city's artsy and revitalized Starland District. Leopold's was founded in 1919 by Greek immigrant brothers and is known for its signature flavors and nostalgic flagship location downtown. It also has shops at the Savannah Hilton Head International Airport and on Wilmington Island east of Savannah. In sports, in basketball, the Atlanta Hawks have agreed to a deal to acquire Aaron Wiggins from the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's according to a person with knowledge of the agreement. The person spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the deal hasn't been announced. The Hawks also have given guard C.J. McCollum a one-year, $21 million deal. The Hawks have two first-round picks in the NBA draft tomorrow night. And the Atlanta Braves kick off a three-game series against the San Diego Padres on the road tonight. The Braves dropped yesterday's game against the Milwaukee Brewers, but won the previous two, keeping it close on Friday night against flamethrower Jacob Mizorowski of the Brewers, and then walking it off with an Ozzie Albies homer on Saturday. Political commentator and activist Martha Zoller has died. Her longtime radio home, WDUN Gainesville, announced her death this afternoon. A regular on the station since 1994, she was a fixture in Georgia politics and one of the state's most influential conservative voices. Georgia House Speaker John Burns said Georgia lost a leader.
She was always looking for a good story, but she was looking for the truth, and she was also always a kind interviewer, straightforward, someone you could trust.
She recently announced plans to step away from her daily radio show because of ongoing health concerns. Martha Zoller was 67 years old. And that's a wrap on Georgia Today. Thanks for listening. Check out gpb.org/news for any updates to the stories you heard on the show today. And if you know of something happening in your community that you'd like to have us report on, let us know about it. Our email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. That's also where you can send any feedback you have about this podcast, which we hope you'll subscribe to. It's a great way to stay on top of the Georgia news that you're interested in. So subscribe now, and we will pop up in your feed tomorrow afternoon. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.